Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And, you know, I got to tell you, it's not every season that, you know, a team starts out and they're lifeless and they're impotent and they look like a double-A unit. And within, you know, five, six games, they flip a switch and they look like a totally different team. What the Mets are doing right now, I'm still not sure who the real Mets are, but I'll tell you this. They're a little better than I thought. And the Mendoza effect, and this is what's interesting to me. You know, Sal, we talk about how, and this applies to the Knicks, like, well, with Tom Thibodeau, you're locked in, you're invested on defense, and in the course, over the course of an NBA season, 82 games, generally teams will take nights off, and if you're locked in, you're going to steal some wins. Now, I think this Knicks team is more talented than the team that just kind of, you know, toughens out their way to a, or defends their way to a playoff spot. But in the NBA, you can steal wins. We don't really think that in baseball. Things tend to level out. But now I'm watching these Mets here, and I'm watching them run the bags. And I'm watching this energy that is now obvious, double steals, coming back from deficits. The play sounds a little different. The Mets, to me, have now already taken on the personality of their manager, which is the exact opposite of the personality they had a year ago. Mets, I'm impressed right now. I just got to tell you, I'm impressed with the New York Mets.
Yeah, it's been a season so far, the first six games, and I know they won one of those games, but barely, you know, the final game of that doubleheader versus the last 10 games. And for me, I lean that they're closer. Now, I'm not saying that they are what they were the first six, but I still believe more that they're closer to that than they are the team that has played extremely well. The one thing I do say is they play hard, and I enjoy every second of it here. You know, it's 7-3 against good teams over the last 10 games, beating Cincinnati 2-3, the wins in Atlanta. We talked about that. Coming back home, doing it against the Royals. Again, last night, coming back against the Pirates. But I still am not sold that they're that team. Think about the difference. Yeah, they got back to 500. And by the way, I never thought they would. After they lost on opening day and got one hit, I never thought they'd see 500 again. I said that. I'm on record.
So did I.
Yeah, and then after going 0 for 5, I definitely didn't think they'd see 500 again. So they've proved me wrong, and it has been fun to watch them go out there and compete. I still think, though, they're closer to the first part of the season than they are the 7-3 over their last 10 games.
But I never thought that they would find to regenerate from the start. Like, I tend to agree with you. You know, I don't listen. It's going to be a little complicated this year because the Diamondbacks, I don't think you get a wild card with 84 wins. I just don't see it. I think it's very different. I think the Central is very competitive. There's going to be a lot of teams that win a decent amount of games. So I'm not even talking playoffs. I'm not even pushing in that direction. I was imploring everybody last week to just take it easy. You know, enjoy the night-to-night progress that they were showing you, the resolve and the toughness, and let's not automatically do what we always do. Jump on the air, push this thing 5-6 months down the road and say, all right, let's be so definitive. They're a playoff team. I don't know. I do think they're going to have some months or a month at least.
Well,
where,
forget playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
I mean, they should be competing for the playoffs. We went over that last week. Like, whether they make it or not, the predictions are meaningless. It doesn't matter what we think. Now, I hope and expect now, after watching them compete, that they should be competing for a playoff spot. But do you think that they're more what they've been, you know, since the Red Series? Or do you think that they're closer to what they were to start the season?
Well, I think that I have to say that they're closer to what they've showed recently, because if they weren't, there's no way they recover from that start. I mean, optically, it was gross, dude. It was absolutely repulsive baseball. I remember remember Bader got the little flare hit?
Yeah, him celebrating. Yeah, he's break up a no-hitter.
Yeah, he's acting like you hit one 470 feet, you know, the 70 feet on a fly over the apple.
The first hit of the game.
Yeah, which, by the way, if Marcano would have dove or laid out, maybe he actually catches it. So from that to this. Now, that's not to gloss over some issues. That's not to say that I think the Mets are a playoff team. Again, I think it's ridiculous to go there. But I will say this. I'll say this without any shade of gray. The team that I thought was going to show up this season and just get punked from start to finish has already proven me wrong. Now, it's baseball. So you'll have moments where they go down, you go back up, fluctuations. Look at the Yankees. Have suddenly lost two straight. We'll get to them a little bit later. But I did not know that, or I did not think that they would dig themselves out of this. I mean, they felt like they were going to win. I thought they'd win 76 at the start of the season, 76, right. 77. The way this thing looked to start the season, Sal, I'm sitting here saying, I think I was a little bit ambitious with that. They felt like more like a high 60s team. They were gross, and they've recovered. And they're not winning 90 games. And if you want me to really answer, do I think they're a playoff team? I still don't. But they are better than I thought. I thought they were going to be pitiful.
Well, that's why I think it's an interesting conversation, because we could talk about playoffs and all that and spin it forward, or how good we think this team is going to be. But the first six games, they looked like one of the worst teams ever.
Oof.
And then in the last 10 games, they have been 7-3 against very good teams. I believe every team that has a winning record. Yeah,
yes.
Even Cincinnati 9-7.
Yep.
Obviously Atlanta, Kansas City,
and
now Pittsburgh.
You say the Brewers too?
No, because they lost to the Brewers. I'm saying over the last 10 games, the teams.
Oh, I got you. I think you meant just teams they played.
They've beaten
you.
Them in all. Yep. Yeah, whatever. But the point is, 7-3 over the 10-game span against those teams, that is more than a playoff team. That's a team that's going to contend for a division. So are they that? And a surefire playoff team, or closer to the start, which was god awful. But you know, I think they're going to be better than that, certainly. And they've shown resiliency, which I think is the most. It's the greatest thing that you could see. The team already overcame adversity after the 0-5 start. They overcome adversity. They barely get that win, the final game of the homestand, the opening homestand. Then they go on the road and recoup and recover their season and go out there and right the ship to a point where they're already back to 500 at 8-8. Like, if you would have said, I never thought they'd get to 500, period.
I'm stunned that they're 8-8.
Let alone, a week later.
Yeah,
fact that they follow it up and go 7-3 over the last 10 games. So it's been impressive, but I'm still not sold. I love the fight. I love the energy. I love that they do a little bit of everything. You're right about Mendy, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still more toward the team that was the team that we saw to start, or at least closer to that than they are to the team that has gone 7-3 against these good teams over the last 10.
Now, BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guarantee lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'll tell you this much before we get to these calls. So, again, I'm not stamping up a playoff team. I think that that's ridiculous. And if you want to do that, by all means, you could call us up and do it. Because at least you have a little wind at your sails to at least take that position today. But I thought the way they looked to start, I thought there was a much better, like, I didn't even give them a chance that they would find the way to stumble upon some wins. I thought they were going to get absolutely bamboozled all season, to the point where I actually thought that there was a much better chance that the 2024 New York Mets would have to strip this thing down and sell off whatever assets they have to, versus maybe wielding themselves back into the, the threshold of contention. I don't think they're a playoff team, but I thought they were going to be stripping down.
Right.
And I don't see that right now. They are playing a brand of ball that is fun. And you got to respect that. You got to appreciate that. They've given themselves a season. This thing could have been over. Like, this thing, 2 more weeks of that slop, it's a wrap. season's over.
And we thought that might be the case going into Cincinnati and Atlanta, the House of Horrors, but they didn't. And that, whether we think they're going to be a playoff team, whether we think they're closer to the 0-5 start of the last 10 games, they have made it much more fun to watch them.
Yeah.
They have fought back. They have now earned the place in the conversation. I think, you know what, this team could be a playoff team and proving doubters like you and I wrong.
There you go, 8-7. So Met fans, have a little fun. Let's go, 877-337-6666. Chris in Manhattan, BT and Sal. What's going on, Chris?
Guys, I'm excited today. Sal, you know I'm in simpatico with you, but when you predicted they're not going to see 500, I got so mad. But yeah, here we are, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even really a prediction. It was just my feeling. I didn't think they were good. And if you start 0-5 and you got the Braves looming in Atlanta, I mean, it would have taken a miracle for me to think that this team would be 500, let alone doing it as quickly as they did. So you're right. Yep. I was dead wrong about them so far. Well, now the same way, I don't want to hear from people, oh, you overreact. Okay, well, the same way that maybe I overreacted to the 0-5 start, and by the way, that was coming into a season where I didn't have any expectations, so it was the low expectations, yeah, plus the 0-5 start. Now, everybody can't go nuts and say this team is World Series bound or division bound after 10 games. I mean, it's still a very small sample size. That's why it's probably somewhere in between.
100%. And I understand all that. But I have to tell you guys, the one thing that you two have both been talking about is, are we going to see a toughness and a resilience on this team? Mm. And that's the thing that they seem to have turned around, at least for now. Like, wow, what a change. And, you know, yesterday I'm watching that game. It was the first game I'm looking. They were down on the game. And I'm like, they're going to come back. I had no doubt.
Right away they come back.
Yeah, and I'm starting to feel that. And listen, you know, it's early on Mendoza, but I wanted to ask you guys, you know, what do you think so far about what he's doing as far as that creating that energy and that maybe that confidence? There's something going on there.
Well, I think they're having fun, number one. I think that they're, you know, you have to let young athletes be young athletes. And Buck Showalter, not that he didn't let them do that, because Buck, you know, Buck was very, he was very much one way when he first came up. Remember the article with Ken Griffey Jr. with his hat backwards?
Yeah.
Like, Buck was very anti, I don't want to say anti-fun, but he was old school, and there was
buttoned up,
certain way to go about your business. And I think that Buck, as he got a little bit older and mellowed, I think that he understood the importance of letting these guys have a little bit of fun. Whereas Mendoza, I don't think they'd had to really adapt. I think this is just more who he is. And I remember some of the stories early in camp. I'll be honest, I'm not going to say I dismissed him. I had to put a lot of stock in him because to me it's the same stuff as, you know, oh, Stanton's in amazing shape. This guy lost 15 pounds, best shape of his life. When I heard those February reports, like late February, that there's a distinct energy in the Mets spring training camp, I'm like, all right, whatever. That's code for they're going to play hard. They ain't that good. But that is also the first step in creating culture and character.
But they started the season looking as bad as you can possibly look.
But I think that, yeah, true.
So
but the fact that they bounced back shows that wasn't fake.
Understood that they've handled adversity and the energy. And look, just look at Brett Beatty alone. Brett Beatty looks like a different player. I'm not blaming Buck for that, but Brett Beatty looks like not only a different player, looks like a different person. I didn't know Brett Beatty had this in him, freestyling a little bit, hot dogging. And by the way, I think he's been getting thrown at on purpose. That's happened over the weekend here a couple of different times. I think that Beatty's been getting up and in messages or hit on purpose. And the Mets, of course, they're not going to respond. They never do. Anyway, Brett Beatty looks like a different person. I think you have to give credit to Carlos Mendoza, and maybe that's a little bit of a knock on Buck Showalter. But, you know, let's just tap the brakes a little bit. They've shown great fight. They've shown excellent resiliency. They are a fun watch. Great energy. Even in the losses, they come back. They score some runs. They're playing baseball, which is far better than what we saw in the first six games from them. I still think, though, there's a long way to go before I really start to believe. They're winning me over with their attitude, with their energy. Long way to go, though, before I start really believing in this team as a team that could get to the postseason.
Well, they're making me just want to watch them again. I mean, literally, it is our job. But it shouldn't feel like a job to watch these teams. And sometimes it does, like watching the Jets it's a job. Watching the Giants outside of a couple of years ago when they won a World Playoff game, it's been a job. Been laborious, ugly stuff. And the way this season started, I mean, this thing could have been a wrap by the Kentucky Derby. And it's not going to be. Joe's in Peekskill, BT and Sal. What up, Joe?
Yeah,
Joe, turn the radio down, Joe.
Yeah, two quick points. One for Sal right away. Sal, you know, 3 weeks ago, we were putting the nails in the coffin. And now they have a little bit of a resiliency, mm-hmm. and it's great to see. You know, the old Tug McGraw, you got to believe. I think this team is going has a lot of fight in it, and I think they're going to be around. I don't think they're going to go away so fast where they're going to be the dogs of the
Nobody said they're going to go away. And by the way, me saying that the team has shown fight and resilience, I said that a week ago. Like, this is nothing new here. If you go back to the Atlanta series, that's the series that we called a swing series. We said it here before they set foot on the field. This is a swing series. And after that first night, I felt that this team was different because that's something that even the better Met teams, more talented Met teams, never do. They went out there the second game. Even in the loss, I was praising them for fighting back and losing 6-5, but making it a game. And then they come out there and smoke the Braves the next day. That, to me, was a swing series, and they showed some toughness and resiliency. I also, however, I'm not going to get carried away over the course of the last 10 games. They're winning me over. They're fun. They're easy to root for. It's nice to watch. I still don't think, ultimately, that they are what we've seen in the last 10 games, you know, a team that's going to beat every good team that they play, win every series, and get to a point where you start talking about, look, if they go 7-3, BT, over every 10-game span,
yes,
they're going to win the division.
That's what, 14-21, 7-3, 21-9 over, three of those stretches?
Or even something close to that. I just think that they're probably realistically somewhere in between awful start and obviously the great run.
Listen, I thought they'd be 77-ish wins right in the name. Now they feel a little bit more low 80s. If they keep this up, can you scratch and claw to mid 80s? You might be able to. When you talk about playing well against the good teams, I actually think the key to the Mets season is the bottom teams in the NL East here. The Marlins are wretched. And we know that Nationals are actually a little more competitive than we thought, but I think I don't think that sustains itself. And back in the day, you used to play teams 19 times. Remember that? Yankees would fatten up on the Orioles 19 times. So you're going to play, it's now 13, as you know. So, you know, 26 games against the Marlins and the Nationals, if you want to really be a wild card team, because you're not winning the division, nobody's saying that, you're not winning the division, you want to be a playoff team, go 20-6. Go 19-7 at the worst.
Don't say nobody's saying that because I do believe that there are some Met fans now who are
going
to get carried away. Yeah,
that's
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. You're already here with the callers. Oh, look at this. Look at all the callers.
Yeah, well, let's tap into the happiness. Richie in East Islip. He's loving what he's saying. Rich, PT and Sal, what's happening?
All right, listen. When you come back from Florida, you come up into New York, and it's 40 degrees, and I know you guys are saying, every other team's doing it too. It's a misery. Your mindset's in a misery. So they fell a little far behind. Just two things. One, give me, outside the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves, and maybe, I don't know if the Reds, has a better lineup in the National League than the New York Mets do?
I think the Phillies do.
Come on.
Myself.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. So throw the Phillies instead of the Reds. Okay. Maybe we're fourth or fifth, right?
I think the Padres do, personally.
What are you basing it on? Are you basing it on paper? Hold on, Richie. If you like the lineup coming in, where were they the first six games? I mean, they've only played 16 games. Six of them, they didn't get it. No. You're not listening.
Into freezing, miserable weather.
Okay, so we're going to throw out.
Nobody wants to play in it. So, but here's another thing. Now they got the closer back, right?
Yeah.
We don't even have our starter.
How'd their opponents play in that freezing cold, miserable weather?
Is coming back this year or not? Is he coming back this year, Mauricio?
Who?
Mauricio.
No. I don't think he's back.
Man,
Mauricio.
All right, I'm
jeez,
sure.
What do you?
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. I'm just asking.
Richie, right? Whatever. I don't mean to just hang up on you like that. You're going all over. Mauricio, what are we doing here? Hoff, you had a little something, bud? What's happening?
I'm not trying to say that, like, you know, this team is going to be championship or bust team, but I will say this much. Okay, this is the Mets that I expected to be playing all season long.
Yeah.
And there's two players that have not started playing yet for this team.
Yes.
Kodai Senga, JD Martinez. 86 wins.
I got to tell you, at least.
Oh,
he has been positive. So I'm not going to stomp on that. We all have receipts and we all have track records. But he's also always positive. But he has been positive. And I got to tell you, as we're talking about what's happening now with the Mets, let's at least envision a world of a productive Martinez and Senga. Like, how much could
Christian Scott
that
up?
Christian Scott, who's got sick numbers up in Syracuse,
potential trade at the deadline. Forget trading Pete. They're going to go trade you. Maybe get another pitcher. Maybe get a bat.
Listen, there's days where you dream and you sound like a fool, and it's like, come on, it's delusional. Today's, you want to dream a little bit, you want to push a little favorably for the Mets. I'm even doing it.
Maybe Lindor starts to hit 200.
Yeah. Let's get Lindor's OPS up to 550. You know, get him in the right direction.
Get him off the interstate pretty soon.
Yeah, a couple hits last night.
I know. It started to come around.
Creeping,
I think he looks a little bit. Look, they all kidding aside, they do deserve the flowers for even getting back to 500, something I did not think was possible after opening day, let alone after the first five. They've shown fight. They've been resilient. But let's pump the brakes just a bit here.
Well, not every Met fan is, and you know what? I'm okay with that. Will the real Mets please stand up? Who is it? I don't know. I mean, honestly, they're confounding, and that's sometimes good and that's bad. You know, generally confounding is not good, but this is actually good because after the first five games, there was nothing confounding about the Mets. They were disgraceful, and here they are.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're showing some life. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 15 Sal back here on the Fan 1028. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. What's going on, Met fans? You got a season. Well, at least you have a month. I mean, it looked like this thing was over. And I mean, I said it on the air. I didn't want to say it too loudly because I didn't want to depress you guys, but I did say it. I mean, I really thought, Sal, by Father's Day-ish, it would be all Yankees, a little bit before that, Yankees, Knicks and Rangers, see where that goes, Jets and the Giants getting ready for camp. That's it. Like, I thought the Mets would be cooked. Now, I don't think they're a playoff team, although, as Hoff, you know, smartly inserts, Martinez and Senga, all right, changes the dynamics a bit. It's a very competitive National League. There's about three teams that are absolutely, no questions asked, better than the Mets, and then there's a lot of competition, and you know, they're showing to be different than last year. Last year, I thought they laid down.
What the Mets did is actually brilliant, BT. You know why? Mm. Because after that 0-5 start, like, they had low expectations coming in. And if they played like this 8-8 the whole time, we'd be like, okay, all right, this is fine. But after the 0-5 start, I was like, forget it. The team is done. I can't even believe this. They can't even get us through the first couple of weeks of April. The season's over. They lowered the expectations even more so to a point now where getting back to 500 seems like, oh my God, anything is possible with this team. Let's go, playoff push, season back on. Because they lowered the expectations so much by losing the first five and being so pathetic in those first five that now it's like, oh my God, they're actually playing baseball. But if you step back and look at it and say, okay, well, you know, they're okay.
Mm-hmm,
they're better than the worst.
Yep.
They're not as good as the best or on par with the best. But hopefully they can compete, legitimately compete like this for the rest of the year.
And the other thing that you have to think about, if we get to this point and the Mets are still, you know, hovering around, that's where you get a Cohen flex, I would imagine. That's where a midseason, you know, addition that can help now, and you know, maybe help tomorrow, but certainly now, That's something that he would do. So,
yeah.
Again, a Met fan's going to go a little nuts, and that's okay because you went from basically having no season to having a season. So you should be pumped up. So good. 877-337-6666. Just going to get too pumped up. Charlie's in Bethpage. He's pumped up. Chuck, what's happening?
Oh, I'm pumped up.
Charlie.
The sun is shining. We got blue skies. We're 7-3 in our last 10. I mean, it can't get no better than this, boys. It cannot get better because opening day when I took my father and I watched that one hit Mets and watched the first 5 games of the season to now, oh, this is a totally different team. Got me a charge and I'm pumped for the team. They're playing together and Martinez isn't even here yet. They're hitting. I mean, even Lindor's getting a few hits. His average is up to 160 now. I mean, there's a sun. It's shining. It's doing wonderful things out in Flushing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right, Charlie. You're right. I'm still just not. They're winning me over. They're more fun to watch. I like the way that they play. I still just don't believe in the team. I just don't. I've seen too much bad with this core group. Now, the energy is different. Mendoza makes a difference. The fact that Beatty is having a key part in this.
That's my guy.
I think that is a big part because, you know, we've seen now Beatty take a next step. And we'll learn. And I was talking to Terry Collins yesterday on Baseball Night in New York. And we're like, when do you start to believe what Beatty is doing is sustainable?
Mm-hmm.
When is this legit? And he said when he goes through some adversity and then comes out the other side. Now, he's gone through adversity in his
career. Through last year.
Right. But this season, now after having some success.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hit the skids at some point. It's inevitable.
Sure.
How is he going? Well, the guy who's been fragile, obviously, because you know we saw what he was last year. We see what he's now. There's been the ups and downs.
Yep.
If he could go through whatever stretch, a 2-week stretch, you know, a month stretch, whatever.
2 for 26.
Come out the other end of it and level, stabilize. Yeah. That's when you'll know.
Then you have a player.
Correct.
And I do think he's going to come out of that. You know, I've always liked Brett Beatty. Always. I've always liked him.
I was never a believer, but I also wasn't quick to bury him the way that I did Vientos. I didn't believe in Beatty, but now after watching, it looks like a totally different player. Forget about even the results. I'm talking about the person, the way he's showing emotion, the confidence in which he's playing with. Now I do believe that he could be a solid big league third baseman.
Let's get to Art right here in Manhattan, BT and Sal. Art, what's cooking, buddy? Art, what's happening, man? You good?
Hey, we're good. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're okay. What's going on?
So I was watching last night's game, and I, as a Mets fan my whole life, you know, I don't know if they're going to win 75 or 90. I really don't know. It's too early. But I do know this. I watched that game, and I think last year, you know, with Hauser pitching the way he did, I think Buck would have let him stick because he's trying to manage 180, 200 innings out of the guy. And I think Mendoza managed the game to try to keep it under control and pulled the guy. Not that Drew Smith came and did any favors last night for us. But I think the guy's trying to win games. He's trying to manage the game. And I think
Drew
he made
Smith
a move
stinks. I'm sorry. I don't want to eat Drew Smith. I don't care that he's bad. Every year, oh, this is going to be the – I wouldn't trust Drew Smith as far as I can throw him.
No.
Anyway, no, I know it was a side note, but I was just thinking about it as you mentioned it.
Yeah, no, I don't trust him either, but I like the idea that Hauser, he let him hang himself. You know, you let him go. He was walking a lot of guys last night, and then as soon as he got in trouble for real and gave up runs, he pulled him and move. I think last year, Buck would have let him sit there, and maybe he would have given up 3 runs himself, and the game might have been, you know, at least psychologically out of control. And I think that, you know, he jumped in and
kept
him in it.
How about the fact, Art, and thank you for the call, how about the fact that they bounce right back, BT? We talk about those innings where you need to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates put up a 3-spot, Mets come right back. Mets bullpen has been pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know who's going to knock that. Their starters have been
pretty
good.
That's funny, he's been pretty good, but a lot of the guys that they brought in are gone. Think about the early moves that Stearns made. A few of those guys are gone already.
Right, Tonklin or whatever.
At least 2 of them are gone.
Well, he's shown aggression early on, which, man, I love that. Because that's something that we as fans watch and be like, ah, get this guy out of here. You can't get it done.
Yeah.
And usually teams are like, no, they hold out hope and believe and are patient. I like that Stearns isn't really patient. Hey, you're not getting the job done. 1 or 2 chances. See ya. On to the next.
We talked about that the other day because it's a trickle-down benefit to the guys in the minors. And listen, it's not going to impact somebody like Alonso or Lindor. Or even a Marte. But if you are on the cusp, if you're on the fringe of being a starter or being a roster guy, if you don't deliver and you're looking around saying, geez, this guy had one rough outing, they booted him, that's the way it should be.
Right.
I mean, not all the time.
No, compete.
But when you're trying to change culture,
and if
you got to do it.
And if you're a fringe guy, like obviously they're not going to do that with Lindor, but if you're a fringe guy, all right, you know what? You got this is your opportunity. Go produce, and then you'll get another opportunity until you really earn our trust. If you don't, that could be it.
Yep. John's on Staten Island, BT and Sal. John, what's going on, bud?
Another pump Mets fan. I can't wait till 7 o'clock tonight, you know?
You're going to watch those like, Yanks bounce back, I'm hearing? Is that what you pumped up? Oh, the Mets. Gotcha.
The Mets, baby.
Gotcha.
I bleed blue and orange, just like every other Mets fan. And I'll tell you, you know, like you guys, I was disappointed. But I said, you know what? It's early. And like many years ago with Randolph, you know, he was 0-6, and then they got that win, you know, and they just went on a streak. And I feel like, you know, when Alonso hit that home run against that doubleheader against was it Detroit, right? That's when they got going. And to win that big series in Atlanta, I mean, that spoke volumes, especially that first game. And I tell you, you know, they're not even gelled yet. I mean, Lindor's just coming around now. I mean, if they all get on the same page, and I like their relievers, and I'll tell you the truth, I love Mendoza. I think we finally got a guy. I'm not saying Buck was a bad manager, but I think this guy has he's taking advantage of his opportunity.
But you needed a new voice. You needed the new voice.
Here's the deal.
Show me one bad. I mean, look at that double steal yesterday.
He's made some mistakes in terms of managing the bullpen. Come on.
A week ago, people were like, oh, this guy stinks. Mendoza, he's not it. I mean, come on now. We got to relax. See, here's all I said about this Mets team. I've seen so much bad or too much bad that they need to earn my trust. They have to prove it to me. They're starting to win me over with the toughness, specifically in Atlanta. And now here we go. They continue to win series. They're earning that. There's no way in hell that I, who did not believe in this team to begin with and then saw that start, am going to flip on a dime with the Mets all of a sudden playing well in the last 10 games and say, this is who they are. They've got to earn that. Not over 10 games, over months. It is going to take months for this team to earn the trust of the majority of people, I think, in this town. Now, you want to get excited about it? Yeah, they are fun to watch. It is exciting. And maybe there are some sticking points to it. The fact that they're resilient, the fact that they fight, those things can be sustainable. I need to see it more than 10 games.
And here's the bottom line. You know, there's no escaping the big story of the season. You know, obviously Alonso's contract for sure. But you know what? You want to be around for the duration of the season? Lindor's got to have a good season. Period.
I think he will, but I think it's a lot more than
that.
Yeah,
I'm done speculating. I mean, just show me. You know, you had a couple knocks last time. Yeah, no, I know. I got you. Three hits over the weekend. Yeah, showing some signs. The average is up to .150. I don't mean hit .236. I mean, find a way to will yourself to .270. I'm going to be realistic. .270-something. You'll be from this point forward, be a star. And if he is, then it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That guy... Yeah, maybe this morphs into something bigger than anybody thought. If not, they're going to fall short.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, celebrating with you here, but alas, we will still celebrate the great John Sterling here. John, Shout out to you. We'll get to him in a minute. Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. Pair of field level tickets to see the Bombers take on Tampa at the stadium on Sunday, April 21st. Right now, we'll do call the number 10, 866-540-WFAN. 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. And it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. Listen again tomorrow at the same time for another chance to win here on BT and Sal. BT and Sal. All right, so John Sterling is the best. And, you know, I know there's a lot of stories out there. Obviously, John is going to step away and retire, hang him up, 86 years young. You know, we have been told, and we want to certainly communicate this as clearly as possible. There's a lot of stories out there. It's not health related. It's not. He's just at the finish line for whatever reason. I'm surprised because I always, you know, there's certain people when you take away, like, I think this about Rick Pitino. Like, when Rick's done coaching, a part of Rick is going to die that is, there is no, not even shoot a 70 at Wingfoot is going to replace, that's where he lives, for those who don't know. That's not going to replace that void. And with John, just what the Yankees mean to him, what the microphone means to him, the entertainment value, I'm very surprised he's stepping away, but I think he hit a wall, and we've been told repeatedly that he's healthy. It's not health-related. He's just done.
You know, I do get it, too, because you think about it, you're off, right? Off for the season, and then all of a sudden it starts up, and you think you're excited about another season, and then, you know, you start getting into the daily grind, and you're like, I'm 85, 86. I don't really need this stuff. So I know he loves doing what he's doing, obviously. He's being the voice of the Yankees. But, you know, you could certainly understand. It sucks that we didn't have – I just took it for granted. Like, oh, yeah, oh, he'll let us know when his last game is going to be, or maybe, you know, this is his last season. At some point, he'd announce that.
I know.
And, you know, obviously, just to have it happen so suddenly. But Saturday's going to be nice. He'll be in the booth for a little bit. I guess I don't know how much of the game he's going to do, but he will be in the broadcast booth Saturday after the Yankees honor him. That'll be nice for John. But, you know, so, I mean, come on. He's been the only voice that a lot of us have known for the Yankees dating back for years.
I grew up with Rizzuto. Met fans grew up with Kiner, and you know it's kind of sad.
Like Do you remember who was on radio before Sterling? I don't.
On the radio, Let me see. Because
I remember
on the radio. Was that? Hold on. Was that Spencer Ross?
Was it?
I'm asking. I don't know.
I know he did. Dove. Spencer did Knicks stuff.
He definitely did Knicks.
I mean, he's talking about over 36 years ago, obviously, for John. I don't know who the voice of the Yankees is. The point is, he's the only voice that I've ever known on the radio.
On the radio.
Like the lead guy. I know him and Kay did it, and Charlie Steiner, and now Susan, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't driving at that point. I was still too young to drive. So I was at the mercy of the Met games in my dad's car.
Yeah,
so I don't even know. I mean, Dove, who was? I'm sure you're looking it up right now. Who was the Yankee radio voice before John?
I know. When I grew up, it was Messer, Brandon Bill White, and Rizzuto.
No. They were on TV.
Radio?
No, they were radio. Huh.
No. For how long?
Yes.
Really?
They actually rotated TV and radio, but all three did both.
Did they? I don't even remember that.
Me neither.
See, here's the thing. And you know, when you look at some of these great voices in New York, you know, Marv Albert was the standard, and Mike Breen is amazing. Marv was dry. Breen's a combination of fantastic mechanics and wit and humor. Sterling was wacky. And
he's a character.
That's what I'm saying. And wackiness, I don't know that it plays anymore. I love it. But I think the next voices, I think they're going to be very buttoned up. Even when Howie Rose, you know, says that he's done with the Mets, it's going to be a different presentation. I'm not going to say it's not going to be good. It's going to be different, but, and I'm going to miss different.
Yeah, well, and being a character, being an individual who separates yourself from everybody else is special. That's what makes him so special. He wasn't trying. See, now there are people who maybe try to emulate his style, or people get creative and come up with the calls, whatever. You know, we joked around about that. That was his thing. He created that. He did it on his own. Nobody else either had the smarts, the ability to, the thought, the confidence to be able to go out there and do it differently than it's ever been done before. Everybody's cookie cutter. They all sound the same.
Yeah,
and he didn't. That's what stood out. I remember I told you the story. My uncle said, you got to listen to this guy. You don't say that about everybody, but with him, you do, because it is high, it is high. It was theatrical. That's what made him special. He stood out. I mean, even off the air, and you and I both worked with him. I remember producing some of his shows. I remember, you know, being in the newsroom. He used to call all the time to get scores on whatever. As he said, he's a diehard sports fan. We used to call the newsroom all the time. Sal, can you tell me what the score of the Hawks-Mavericks game is?
What, do you have a couple G's on?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just telling you what happened. He used to call. And then, like, the first time I worked with him, did anybody ever tell you that Sal Licata rhymes with veal piccata? Because that's what my understanding, that you like veal piccata. It's something like that. Like, gosh. Yeah, that's what he said on the air. I'm producing a show, and he goes, Sal Licata likes veal piccata. That, I guess that might have been my home run call, you know, something like that. Yeah, but anyway, point is, he was just as wacky and as
wacky
a character as there could be on and off the air.
Awesome. Just
and I love
awesome.
It.
Me too. So he is, again, we've been told he's in good health. It's not that. Just done. And there'll never be another John Sterling. I understand some of the criticisms, you know, a botched call, jumping into the shtick, and it's at the wall, or it's caught at the fence, or it's over, and you think it's caught, or you think it's caught, and it's over. Hey, the man is 86 years old, and he poured his heart into it, and I love him. So, John, enjoy retirement. Have a great day on Saturday. We can obviously get into some Sterling stuff here as well. But that, we'll never have somebody like that again. He's different. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal and all the fam. Now, the other thing we're talking about is the different Mets. We've had two versions of the Mets. Version one, come on down, resembling the 62 Mets. Version two, a little bit more like the 86 Mets. You know, I'm saying that tongue in cheek, but the answer is somewhere probably in between. So what do you take away from the very, very different Mets we've seen so far this season? Eric Ronkonkoma, BT and Sal on the fan. Eric, what's happening? Eric. Okay. Eric is not ready. How about Mike in Long Beach with BT and Sal? Mike, take it away.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Real quick, before I get into the Mets, for anybody, I don't know if this was mentioned, but Dwight Gooden's having a meet and greet this Friday in Astoria at a bar called Murphy's. You get to meet him, get an autograph. They're having a viewing party.
And thank you for the call, Mike. I have no idea, but he's promoting something that has nothing to do with us. That's great.
I can't imagine Dwight Gooden's doing something from a bar. That would surprise me, but you know, I have no idea.
I don't
idea
know if he does
was.
The appearances or not, but this is, you don't just call up and start plugging stuff.
Nick in Franklin Square. Nick, what's going on? Calls. Let's wake up here. Let's go. Nick, take it away.
BT Sal, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Nick?
Good.
All right, Sal, this is a question for you. I'm a diehard Mets fan, just like yourself. Now, Sal, why do you think this team is more of the 0-6 team instead of the 7-3 team that we're seeing right now?
I think they're closer. Go ahead.
Because, like, listen, I predicted this season, listen, we have a real good chance of making the playoffs. And the 0-6 team, like, I was... That surprised me. Like I wasn't expecting that kind of start, but now the 7-3 team. You know what? This is what I really expected them to be like.
7-3? You expected them to be 7-3 over 10 game stretches? See, I'm not saying that they're going
to
be as
to be 0-6.
Right. Well, me neither. And by the way, they weren't. They were 0-5. So it was not 0-6 that you keep referencing there. I'm not saying they're as bad as that, BT. I'm saying that I think that they're closer to that than 7-3. Now, I mean, you want to say it's somewhere in the middle, realistically? Sure. Okay, I'll meet you in the middle and say that there's somewhere in between, which might be a team that hovers around 500. But I certainly don't think they're... If you just throw out the first five games, even the first six games of the year when they barely won that second... Like, they still looked awful in that game. It took them to the last inning to finally have some life and get going. It was almost like, yeah, okay, great. You salvage winning a game on the homestand. You've already embarrassed yourself. The damage has already been done here. That's how I felt after that. Now, to their credit, they've shown toughness, resiliency. They fight back. They claw. They get to where they're at. I do not think this is a team that is going to play, you know, four games over 500 for 10-game stretches, periods of 10-game stretches. There'll be some ups. There'll be some downs. But I'm still not sold. They're winning me over. I'm still not sold on this team being a legit playoff team.
No, neither am I. I'm just less sold on them being a doormat, which is what I thought they would be coming in. And I don't say that to sound like a jerk or
not saying something, though.
I mean it. Yeah, I mean, I thought they were going to be bad. And they looked even worse than I thought they would be to start. So I have real respect for them fighting. And the one thing that is, like, I talk about transferable stuff. And, you know, one of the things when we'll get deeper into the Knicks and the Rangers, obviously, this week here. But, like, the Knicks, the energy, the toughness, the locked-in defensive nature, the selflessness, how they're connected. You can't always control if the ball goes in the rim, obviously. You can control the other stuff. So what the Knicks have that is maybe less tangible is transferable. That's a good thing. That's why I think they're going to have a really nice run here.
Just energy, effort, defense,
for sure, being connected, helping each
chemistry,
other around, chemistry, things that are a little tougher to quantify. The Mets, you know, suddenly I'm seeing an energy. Some more aggression on the bases. Just a more of a connectivity in the dugout, which I think is great. Now, generally, that only gets you so far, but you still do have a few big horses on this team. You still have Alonso, and if Lindor can really get his act together and be a star like everybody tells me that he is, then you got two stars at that point. And if this is the real Brett Beatty, now I'm not going to say you have a star, but you've got a really interesting young third baseman. You know, if Bader's healthy and Bader's doing his thing, you can work with that. You can live with that. You can piece together a meaningful season.
Marte looking better. You know, Nimmo, if you get the best of everything, McNeil looking competent. Like, if you get the best of everything, pitcher's not imploding, then, yeah, they're going to be around 500. But at some point, it's going to change. And probably not for the better. Maybe some guys go up like Lindor. Maybe some guys come down. Maybe Beatty, whoever.
Yeah.
But there's still, to me, at max, they were an 85-ish win team. Max. Meaning everything goes right. Yeah. Everything goes well. They go out there. And that's really even a stretch at 85 wins. Now, maybe they bring some guys up. Maybe they go out there and make some moves. And then it could be a legitimate between 85 and 90 win team. I'd say they're still closer to, you know, 79, 81, something like that, right around 500.
I tweeted this last night and I meant it. And, it, you know, it's less about the team, although obviously it's derived from that. And I tweeted something like, you know, Queen's starting to sound a little different.
It does, actually.
Starting to sound a little different from, I don't say apathy, but, you know, baseball despair to start to, oof, oh, all right, okay.
I like this fight.
Okay, I like these guys. Yeah. Let's go. 87, that's a great thing. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.